It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if you've been slacking in the Word of God, this is another opportunity for you to make up for your devotion and your study life. Even though this is not an excuse for you not to have your study life with Christ, you should have that. But this is one opportunity in case you're an early riser. The devotion is is an important part of the day, so it's necessary. And if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to take our devotions together, where we get to dive into the Word of God, where we get to dive into also the mind of God, where we get to know what He has to tell us every single day. So if you are here and you've come with lots of questions, you woke up with a lot on your heart, right here on the show, we get to address a lot of issues from our devotion. So I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word, spread the good news. It is time for us to dine with God. We want to hear Him speak to us, so share the word and let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Today is the 21st day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Monday, it's a new week, and it's another opportunity for you to express your gratitude. That dance that you've been saving, that song that you've been saving for God, I want you to begin to just express it to Him right now. Dance to Him, sing to Him, read your poems to Him, let Him know that you are thankful. Lord Jesus, we've come with our heart of gratitude and we've come to say thank you for your provision, your protection, your guidance, your guardians, oh Lord. We want to say thank you. Thank you for always being there for us. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, like I said, is the 21st day in the month of October 2024, and we've started a series. And today we'll be continuing that series. The topic we'll be looking at today is the challenges of success, part 3. The challenges of success, part 3. Our aim today is aim 19. Rock of ages cleft for me. Rock of ages cleft for me. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 3 to chapter 4. Luke chapter 3 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 6, verse 26. Luke chapter 6, verse 26. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did you their fathers to the false prophets. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Our Bible reading today is taken from Acts chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3, and from verse 21 to 24. Acts chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3, and from 21 to 24. Let's take the first. From verse 1 to 3, it says, "Now about the time Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of Unleavened, 12 from verse 21 to 24. Acts chapter 12 from verse 21 to 24. From verse 21 it says, so on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, the voice of the God and not of man. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Monday, October 21, 2024. And again, our topic is the challenges of success, part 3. The manual today says, today I will conclude the teaching on the challenges of being successful by looking at the temptation to enjoy the praises of men and not returning the glory to God. When you become successful, people will shower you with a lot of praise and might even give you glory for things that you didn't do. For example, after King David killed Goliath, some women began singing, Saul killed his 1,000, David is 10,000, even though it was clear that it was God who gave him victory over Goliath. This got David in trouble with Saul, and Saul began seeking to kill him in 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 6 to 9. Beware of the praises of men. Sometimes you will not be able to stop them, but you must pay no attention to them, because the moment you start doing so, you will begin to feel like you're on top of the world. And before you know it, you'll be taking the glory instead of giving the glory to God. It was the praises of men that got Herod in trouble, such that he was eaten up by worms in the presence of those who were praising him, in Acts chapter 12 from verse 22 to 23. The praises of men can become so addictive that you will want to hear them all the time. King Saul wanted to please the people all the time so they could keep praising him, even to the point of disobeying God in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. When you are doing well, people will praise you as if you are the best in the world. You should beware, because the moment you get so addicted to their praise and it drives you outside God's will, you realize that you are just mere dust. There was a man that was regarded as being almost as powerful as my father in the Lord, Pastor Josiah Akindayomi, in those days. He, however, let the praises of the people get into his head and eventually broke away with a large chunk of the church. By the time he died, he had a congregation of less than 50 people. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11 tells us that certain things happened to some people so that we can learn from them. Don't listen to the praises of people, as they will make you start doing things that you will end up regretting if you are not careful. Remember, those shouting Hosanna today can turn around to shout Crucify Him tomorrow. The praises of men are too volatile to be trusted. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the praises of men have destroyed many in the past. Don't let them destroy you. Thanks for staying tuned today, and if you have been blessed by today's Open Heaven, please do ensure that you become a channel of blessing to everyone around you, And how can you become a channel of blessing? You can do this by sharing. You can visit our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotions. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. You can listen to again, download, and share. When you click on it, the link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Our mobile app is also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store, where you can listen to the Open Heaven Hour, as well as other exciting shows throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and remember to share, because like I always say, you might just be saving a soul. So please, share this message. Do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Thanks for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You, because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.